second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the AHN Arena at Peters Township and the WPIL Team Tournament Wrestling AAA Third Place Match. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gray here on the Visit Greene County Warm-Up Show. Jason Tennant, our floor director, heading up our green sports crew with Brady Peterson on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. The 3-seed Canon McMillan takes on the 4-seed Connellsville. The winner of this match will travel into District 3 on Tuesday and will wrestle against the District 12 runner-up. Then that winner will take on the District 3 champion. The loser of this upcoming match is eliminated from qualifying for the state team tournament. So you gotta win. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for more than 50 years. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Washington and Jefferson College. W&J in Washington, moving forward together. Coverage also brought to you by Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Here off the top, do want to say thank you to the rest of our crew here today. Nate Rigotti, floor directing on the other broadcast. Rusty Pettit calling there, and Easton Pettit handling the camera on that work as well. So our big thanks to them. We laid out all kind of plans for if this or that or whatever, and all of that, our preparation was unnecessary, but you know, you're always better to plan and not need than to need and not plan. And so we've done the right thing with that. And so we are about set for the 3A third place match. We'll tell you how these two teams got here when the Visit Greene County warm-up show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Saris Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Saris chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit SarisCandiesFundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Saris Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Let's tell you how these two teams got here. First of all, last night of the regular season, Connellsville went to Latrobe and won 43-27 to win the Section 8 championship. Cannon McMillan went to Trinity and beat the Hillers 36-23 to win the Section 2 title. Both got to host five-team pods on Wednesday. Connellsville, a 50-11 winner against Penn Trafford, and then in the quarters beat the five-seed Kiski Area 47-18, that before losing moments ago to Franklin Regional 29-25. Cannon McMillan's five-team pod gave the Big Macs a match against Bell Vernon, Cannon Mac winning 44-25, then 50-12 victory over the six-seed North Allegheny. Cannon Mac then lost 32-31, that on tiebreaker criteria. The match tied at 31, but Norwin had won more matches. So now Franklin Regional and Norwin will wrestle for the championship. Connellsville and Cannon McMillan will wrestle for third, and not only third place, but a ticket to the PIAA team tournament action. We're going to start this round at 114 points. Points. Where did that come from? 114 pounds will be where we start, and plenty of options for both teams here. And I mentioned this during our first match that Connellsville, you get up to 139, they have four wrestlers, five at 145. They'll have plenty to choose from, at least over that three-weight span. Looks like the match officials are just about ready to go. Captains are heading that way. Big Macs just making their way back into the corner. And we'll get started at 114 pounds. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
And we're just about set, ready to get underway. Zachary Franks for Connellsville. Peter Kolarczyk presents for Cannon McMillan. Did not wrestle in the semifinal matchup. And underway. 1 minute first period being a consolation match. Kolarczyk working a two-on-one tie on the right arm of Franks. Franks trying to get to a leg with the left hand, but couldn't do that. Now the two are tied up near the edge of the mat. Right there on the Saris Candies logo on this CCNS bat. Two weeks from today, we'll be in 2A and 3A sectional individual tournaments. Following week, WPILs, then Southwest and West Regionals, and then on to the granddaddy, the PIAA Individual Wrestling Championships at Hershey. Takedown for Zachary Franks. Franks takes a 3-0 lead late in the first period. Second when we come right back.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks.
Schedule a free inspection.
Neutral, the choice for Kolarsik. And boy, Zachary Franks gets to the legs again. He's got takedowns, two of them, one on each side of the period break, really tight. Trying to get head and leg together, but can't do that. Reaches across the body, gets to the far arm. Zachary Franks trying to put the Falcons in the lead here early on. 6-0 lead for Franks here at 114. Trying to work on a snow plow or cookie, as I was taught that move was called. Could have something to do with Dave Cook being the teacher that call it a cookie, but I'll just leave that for the historians. Ankle pick by Franks. If my memory serves well, Dave Cook just had a birthday, so best wishes to him. Once again, the snowplow move here by Franks, and potentially dangerous, the arm bent and then counter there. You get that look at that takedown, right? That ankle pick, and nothing that Kolarsik could do about it. You're just taken down. That's just what happens when that you end up in that scenario. Franks looked to have beat the whistle, but wrestle on is the instruction. Kolarsik tried to get to his feet, but couldn't bring his left leg with him. Larson popped up twice now, but unable to get all the way to his feet. Frank's battling underneath the body of Kolarsik, trying to get control of the wrist. Final seconds of the second period. 6-0 lead, Zachary Franks of Connellsville. We'll go to the third when we come right back.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
These two guys like working neutral, and it's been better for Zachary Franks than it has for Peter Kolarsik. Franks with another takedown. This one about 25 seconds into the third, and he now leads 9-1. Escape granted. Make it 9-1 with that escape. Kolarsik taken down by Franks, who's just a little quicker in that neutral position. .115 remaining in our third period. 9-1 lead for Connellsville. Zachary Franks, that's a major decision lead at the moment. He's going for another takedown. Got both legs and is going to get the three-pointer. Take it out to 12-0. All 12 points for Franks by way of takedowns. Franks, I think, wants to cut Kolarsik loose, and he will do that. Score goes to 12-2 now as we move under 45 seconds remaining. Franks keeping the tempo up here in the neutral. Fakes a shot a couple of times. Kolarsik called for stalling. Franks picks him up around the legs and takes him back into the mat. Three takedowns in this frame make it 15-2. Escape to Kolarsik, 15-3, but another takedown would end it. And Franks wants a cleaner shot at that, so he just slides his feet and knees out of bounds. Bonus team point available here for Connellsville. And Kolarsik wrestling defensively. A long time to stall, to try to stall that much. Shot by Franks. Stalling call against Kolarsik. Penalty point awarded. Franks long shot. Got to a single. Kolarsik trying to hang on around the waist, and the takedown is awarded. And it will be a technical fall, 19-3 at the 5-minute mark. Connellsville 5, Cannon McMillan nothing. We go to 121 when we come right back.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Gianno Gardner for Cannon McMillan and Tommy Gretz for Connellsville. Conference between MAT officials there before getting started. But now 1:14 underway. Gretz and Gardner both taking a shot there, but unable to get in. Gardner keeps coming. Gretz under hook, and now the two spin out of bounds. That was one of the situations there. What we just saw was not that both were completely out of bounds, but one of them was out on the basketball floor. Or, as I've been instructed, that is the mat supporting structure. Leg attempt there by Gretz, but couldn't get in. A little shrug move by Gardner. Now an underhook and a toss, and the two end up out of bounds. Gretz and Gardner just kind of stalking each other late in this first period, scoreless after one. Go to the second period when we come right back.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Second period underway. Gretz and Gardner find their way to the boundary. Gretz choosing bottom position for this second. Connellsville leading Cannon McMillan 5-0 on the team board. Championship match away ahead of us. Franklin Regional and Norwin tied at 6. Gretz stands up. Gardner picks him up, sets him back into the mat. Now both are out of bounds. At times, very vocal crowd here today. House not full, but certainly at times engaged wrestling fans. Gretz does work his way for an escape to score the first point of the bout. Gardner backing up, trying to dig his feet in, but once again, the two right near the edge of the mat, and now they end up with both feet, both wrestlers outside the line. Shot by Gardner doesn't get close. Tie up right in the middle of this Resolite mat. Gardner trying to keep control of the left wrist of Gretz. Gretz fought out of that, and then nice shot by Gretz. Gets behind Gardner, who's on his hands, and Gretz gets the takedown. 4-0 lead now. Only points so far for Cannon McMillan in this dual meet have been escapes granted by Connellsville wrestlers. Gardner tied up with a tight waist, and now heading to the back of the left arm. Gardner trying to bury that left shoulder into the mat to fight that drive off. And Gretz abandons that as the period comes to an end. 4-0 Gretz after two. Third period when we come right back.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Injury timeout right at the start of this third period. Giano Gardner shaken up. He trails 4-0, is on the bottom. Tommy Gretz settles in on the left side on top. Gardner trying to find a way to get something going. Spiral ride here by Gretz. Gardner's left arm immobilized. Gretz burying the head into the back of that left arm. Gardner, again, just sticks that shoulder into the mat. Gretz now bars that left arm. Couldn't get to the cookie. Tried to get to the bar. Now lost that as well. Gardner to his feet. Gretz around both knees, and he trips Gardner back into the mat. Restart coming. Gretz very deliberate, gets set. Gardner stands and Gretz around the legs, lower legs, trips him back into the mat, head into the back of that left arm while controlling that left wrist. Gardner broken chest down to the mat. Gretz trying to get to a bar. Gardner fights that off sufficiently well. Now goes to a roll. Gretz trying to stick him in the middle of it. Gardner stands. Gretz around the legs, and he trips Gardner back into the mat. 35 seconds to go. Pretty much a control situation that we've had this entire match. When Gretz has been on top, he's either driving the head into the back of that left arm or tripping Gardner back into the mat. Now with a bar, runs the bar. Gardner goes over. And this is going to be a full boat near fall, and that's going to take this to a major decision for Tommy Gretz, and he will win it 8-0. Major decision. Connellsville 9. Cannon McMillan, nothing. We go to 127. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
I will say this, neither Bill Swink nor Jordan Meyer are in any hurry to send their wrestler to the scores table to check in. We're going to go to 127 pounds. Connellsville 9-0 lead on Canamac. Norwin leads Franklin Regional 9-6. They are a weight ahead of us. Andrew Soule for Canamac. Lane Ritchie for Connellsville. sold a second Canada Mac wrestler who did not wrestle in the semifinal match. Richie trying to get to a leg, but Soul fights that off. Richie to a leg, Soul to his hands, now trying to switch and has to give it up. Takedown Lane Richie. Connellsville has held Canada McMillan to a total of 3 bout points to this point in the match. And all 3 were third period escapes given to Peter Kolarczyk on the way to Zach Frank's technical fall. Richie with a cradle win, and the period comes to an end. Fortunately for Andrew Soule, if there was another 15 seconds or so, almost certainly he was going to be on his back. Need a switch there and the re-switch, but Soule abandoned that effort. Now wrestling neutral. Start of the second period. Richie tying up Soule's head and arm and trying to find a way to get to the right leg as well. And now he does that by pulling Soule toward him. Soule gives up the takedown. 6-0 now, second takedown. Cross face by Richie, tried to drive head to the right knee. Give up on that, pick up on the near ankle, tap the far arm. Now Richie goes back to the cradle attempt, gives up on that. Coming up on a minute remaining in the second period. Winner of this bout will finish third in the WPIL and will clinch a berth in the state team tournament. But only the winner of this match goes to the state team tournament. Hands in the cradle. Soule goes over. Richie trying to scoot out from underneath and kick the free leg out as well. A lot of time left in this second period. And Richie gets Soule stacked straight up and pinned. 2:29, the time of the fall for Lane Richie. 2:29. Connellsville 15, Canada McMillan nothing. We go to 1:33 when we come right back.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
John Emma, the only wrestler available for Canada McMillan here at 133 pounds. He actually went to the center of the mat and started to put on the ankle wraps but did not go to the table. Nolan Rice for Connellsville. And we're underway. 1 minute first period here at 133 pounds. Rice bumping up from 127. Rice on one knee and Emma with a hand to the forehead trying to shove him around. Shot by Emma, just snatches at the low single. He dumps Rice onto his wallet. Rice has a leg hooked, and he's trying to get a side-by-side out of this. Emma getting cranked to shoulder exposure. Takedown and near falls. Emma able to kick out of the leg hook. Two back points, I believe. Yep, it'll be a three-point takedown, a two-point near fall, and now Emma trying to hook a leg late, but he's going to run out of time. Nolan Rice with the 3 and 2 leads 5-0 after 1 second period when we come right back.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? our Advanced Placement Pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Choice for Nolan Rice is top position. Just the second time today in the now 3.5 matches that we've called here on WJPA. The wrestler has chosen top. Emma stands up, and Rice has no supporting point to the mat, so that's a, by rule, potentially dangerous situation. 5-0 lead, Nolan Rice for Connellsville. Falcons lead the team score 15-0. Emma called for a false start. Emma set. Rice comes to the right side on top. Time he beat the whistle but got away with it. Hooks legs around the body, and again Emma stands up. Second straight start that we've ended up in that potentially dangerous situation. Leg hooked by Rice. Emma standing up. This time Rice had enough of a protection point for a second before he pulled Emma back into the mat. Emma trying to bring Rice up over the shoulders. Has control of Rice's right leg right at his own waist, but no way to pull Rice forward other than just by elevating and inflicting pain with that knee. And Rice gets a half in, and he turns John Emma to his shoulders. Back count going. Already 5-0, and this is going to bring 4 more points to Nolan Rice if he doesn't get the pin. Emma trying to bridge out of there and keep the right, the left shoulder up off the mat. He's going to be able to roll belly down, went all the way across, but the 4-point near fall will make it 9-0. And Emma broken flat. Rice with a hand inside the line, and stalemate called. Connellsville leading Cannon McMillan 15-0. We're wrestling at 133 pounds, just the fourth match of the dual meet.
And the red mat at 139 pounds from Rolling Hooks, Alaska, the Franklin Regional, Chase Smith.
Caution for a false for position on John Emma. Has been cautioned for a false start, now gets his second caution. Both in this period. Next will be a penalty. Seconds remain. 9-0 lead for Nolan Rice. Connellsville Falcons have only given up 3 bout points so far through 3 completed matches and 2/3 of this one. 9-0 Rice, third period when we come right back.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
John Emma decides to wrestle neutral after not being able to get free in either the first or second periods. Emma with a hand to the forehead. Rice just continually slaps it away. And Emma goes right back to it once, twice, and then he smacks Rice in the side of the face. Had one hand on the forehead, and he smacked him in the face. And a conversation here in the center circle. A lot of talking going on. And one day, I'm telling you, I hope I live to see it, but one day the Federation will, hands to the face, will go away out of this sport. You can do that, go to MMA. Emma tried a, you know, an awkward roll attempt or a toss attempt, and Rice kept the weight low enough that he ends up with the takedown and a 12-0 lead now. And that conclusion of that stuff there that happened was that Rice didn't want Emma just sticking his hand onto his forehead and in his eyes and kept smacking that hand away. And eventually Emma got a hand there and then he smacked Rice in the side of the head. Emma fortunate probably that he wasn't called for unnecessary roughness or, illegal move. Rice with the legs in, and he has brought this match to John Emma after fighting off an initial takedown opportunity. Stalling call against Emma. Rice just raises up in the final 10 seconds, and Emma does nothing. Rice trying to power a Nelson, slipped off of that, and then he's going to work cross faces, and then he shoves on the back of Emma's head to get up. And I tell you, a couple of places there we could add points awarded, but we do not. Major decision. Nolan Rice, 12-0 win over John Emma. Connellsville, 19. Kenemingville, nothing. We go to 139 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Daniel Smith for Connellsville. Collier Hartman for Kenemingville. We're at 139 pounds now. Again, this third-place matches usually go a lot quicker than this. There's been, and we've gone full boat with the exception of the Lane Ritchie pin, so we've gone full 5 minutes on each. Hartman shoots for a leg against Smith but couldn't finish it off. Smith scrambles back to his feet to end up over in front of the Kenemingville corner. Hartman trying to turn Smith back in bounds, and Smith backs up again. Hartman not really in a position where he can pull Smith with him, and they step out. Team score, Norwin 13, Franklin Regional 6. Here, our score, 19-0. Connellsville in the lead. Smith and Hartman again at the edge of the mat. Hartman has Smith stuck there and can't bring him back in. Tried to rotate and switch, and now a spin move by Smith, but he's out of bounds. Hartman fakes the shot. To Smith, a little jumpy. End of one period scoreless. We'll keep it here. Thanks to folks that have made it possible for us to be here all day long. Of course, a great group supporting our coverage of high school wrestling on Wednesday at the Kenemingville and McGuffey sites. Hartman in on a leg against Smith. Smith stuck on his side. Hartman trying to walk that direction and break the clasp through the legs by Smith, but no way to reach and get a crossface there to try to peel Smith off, and Smith just going to hang on and lock it up and stay right where he is. Stalemate called. Back into the middle. Hartman keeps moving. Smith kept backing up, and now Hartman drops to a leg, trying to turn it to a double. Step up, Smith dropped to his hips and gives up the takedown. First points of the match, and now Hartman's going to let Smith up. Escape granted, and the two are out of bounds. Yeah, just able, Hartman, just strong enough to jerk both Smith thighs to him and got Smith off his feet completely and ended up on his backside. Hartman now trying to work through the legs. Smith trying to find a way to lock hands around the chest. And Smith has to eventually give it up. 6-1 lead now for Collier Hartman. His second takedown. Now an escape. This is twice that Hartman has let Smith go, but didn't really get away and give Smith the chance to be neutral. Hartman barrels Smith over, and I think Smith is shaken up, and we are going to get an injury stoppage. So the third takedown plus two near fall points will take us out to an 11-2 score, and I think Smith, I don't know if we have the takedown, Jason, I think the attack by Collier Hartman may have, Hartman drove into Smith, and Smith's head bounced off the mat. Yeah. Smith up to his knees. The athletic trainer's out to deal with him on this injury timeout, but yeah, that's when the head bounced hard off the and indefensible is, you know, he's trying to fight the legs off, and indefensible goes over onto his back, and the head hits hard, bounces up. About half the injury time has been used. Now I'm wondering if we aren't going to a concussion evaluation here. Yeah, we are not. No, 13 seconds remaining, second period. It is 11-2 lead for Collier Hartman after a scoreless first. Hartman with three takedowns and that two-point near fall. He will lead 11-2 as we head to the end of period two, third period on the WJPA Sports Network when we come back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Start of the third, choice for Smith. He takes top position. But Hartman eventually to his feet and out for one. Stalling call against Smith. Again, backing away. First caution. Hartman on the whistle. Just shoots right into a double. Smith trying to lock around the waist. Hartman hooks a leg. Going to get the takedown. That'll make it 15-2. Going to let Smith up. Look for one more takedown. Hartman keeps his feet in. Smith goes to the mat. Hartman gets the takedown and ends the bout. 18-3 technical fall. It comes at the, let me do my math here, 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the match. Big Macs on the board. Tech fall makes the team score. Connellsville 19, Kennemack 5. We go to 145. On the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Correction on the time of the technical fall. Should have been spoken 3:40, not 2:40. Colton Sorrells for Cannon McMillan. Chase Sparks for Connellsville. And Sorrells, another Cannon McMillan wrestler who did not wrestle in that semifinal. Sparks gets to a leg and quickly in on a takedown. near fall situation as well. Sorrell's got stacked straight up in the air. And going to be a two-point near fall. 5-0 lead for Chase Sparks right out of the gate. Seconds remaining in this first period. Again, what's on the line in this third place match is a berth in the state team tournament, an opportunity to extend your meaningful dual meet season at least by a couple of more days. And get a chance to keep wrestling in dual meet competition. Out of bounds, end of the period. Sparks 5, Sorrells nothing. Second period when we come right back.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
5-0 lead for Sparks, and we're wrestling neutral here in the second. Sparks has the only points so far. Chase Sparks bumping up from 139, and Sparks puts Charles right to his back from neutral to in peril. Charles trying to roll all the way across. Sparks trying to keep him there. And now the only thing, there's nothing inbound, so back points coming for them for Sparks. And all of a sudden it's 12-0, 45 seconds gone in the second period. McGuffey finished third in the 2A bracket and will be heading into District 6 to open state team tournament action on Tuesday. Winner of this Connellsville-Cannon-McMillan match will head to District 3 to open on Tuesday. Sorrell's trying to stand. Near leg, near arm tied up by Sparks. Was trying to get to a place to expose the Sorrell's shoulders and end this one. 19-5, Connellsville with the lead. Bonus points in all five matches so far, four of them won by the Falcons. Sorrell's trying to figure out which way to go. Left goes, turns left, turns right, and Sparks just goes right with him. And now Sparks going to let Sorrells get out front and face and escape. With just 15 seconds to go in this second period, it is 12-1. And the period will end that way. 12-1, Sparks with the lead, third period here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sparks chose neutral, or excuse me, Sorrells chose neutral, and Sparks took him down, nearly put Sorrells on his back. That would have ended the bout. Now 15-1, an escape coming for Sparks, or excuse me, for Sorrells. And that'll make it 15-2. My apologies. And Sparks looking for an opportunity to try to take Sorrells down and put him to his back. Sorrells looking to extend it. Major decision lead at the moment, but going to get a fresh start here. Reach up over the head and then slide through and grab left knee with the left hand. And that's across the body and pull that knee in. And nice takedown. And Sparks shaking up. if he took a finger in the eye in that little exchange. So he'll run injury time. That appears to be the case. Athletic trainer and coach has come out, and Spark says, I'm okay. Taken a finger. Yeah, on the way down, I think Searle's left hand got the finger in the right eye. Big Mac's looking to try to get something started, but hasn't happened in this bout. Chase Sparks looking for an opportunity to end this bout. Scores a takedown, he will have that very thing. Tie up. Sorrells lost his balance, recovers the knife, and again, reached through with the left hand, grabbed the knee. Sparks with the takedown, and Sorrells is on his back. The match will end here one way or another. Tech fall or a pin. It's going to be the Tech fall. Near fall points add on to it, and a 22-2 technical fall. Comes at the 4:27 the time, and that puts Connellsville in front now 24-5 as we go to bout number 7, 152 pounds, when we come right back.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Aiden Finnegan for Cannon McMillan, Kai Vielma for Connellsville. Those two scramble a couple of times. They find their way to the edge of the mat. 19-point Connellsville lead. Fireman's carry by Vielma. Dumps Finnegan to his back. It's only the takedown, and they'll get a fresh start. Finnegan starts to straighten up a little bit, and that's exactly what Vielma was looking for. Opening to the fireman's carry. Start back in the middle. Finnegan hunkers down over the knees. Vielma breaks him flat to the mat. Goes across the chest, hooks up on the right arm. Now trying to find somewhere to go with the Nelson. Now loads up on a crossface from the left side. Finnegan getting beat up a little bit there with those couple of moves, but nothing appeared to cross the line in any fashion. Guy Vielma going to ride this out. 3-0 after 1 second period on Flo and WJPA.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Neutral to start the second period, but that lasts all of 20 seconds. Kai Vielma with another takedown, and he'll open up to a 6-0 lead. I think Finnegan thought he was getting an escape and just started to get up. And Vielma hadn't really allowed him to be neutral, dropped in on the side. Then Vielma gives the escape ultimately. Finnegan to a roll, and those two end up out of bounds. Norwin leading Franklin Regional 16-9. They are also at 152. Connellsville 24, Cannon McMillan 5 here in the third place matchup. Finnegan and Vielma in the center. A little shrug by move by Vielma. Now shoots for a leg. Doesn't get either one of those to work for points. Underhook by Finnegan. Tried to reach outside the far knee, but couldn't get enough leverage. Bielma grabs the leg and so far has not let that go. Now he has. Finnegan tries to respond with a shot. They're out of bounds one more time. 6-1, Kai Bielma leads over Aiden Finnegan. Six bouts in the books, five wins for the Falcons. Battle for hand control. Bielma swipes at a leg, doesn't get there. Finnegan works a front tie-up right at the edge of the mat, in front of the scorer's table. And these guys need a bigger mat. But, of course, if they had a bigger mat, they'd still work at the edge. It wouldn't be big enough. Bielma shoots to a single, switch it to a double, dumps Finnegan to his hips. Takedown is not awarded. After two, the score 6-1. Bielma in the lead, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN, our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Neutral start to the third period. Bielma, as he did in each of the first two, works it quickly to a takedown and leads now 9-1. Finnegan trying to switch back into Bielma, but never really got going there. Stalling call against Finnegan on the bottom. Not quite a minute left in this third period. Bielma one-on-one on the left wrist. Finnegan trying to fight that to get his wrist free, and Bielma ties the other wrist up as well. Had a great look there. Grady Peterson working mat side for us. Right arm packaged up. Bielma has a leg hooked as well. Now gets off of that leg, but can't get enough leverage with just that arm to turn Finnegan over. Major decision lead at the moment for Kai Bielma. Penalty point awarded to Bielma for second stalling call against Finnegan. Bielma just trying to find something to do here with Finnegan, who is really just trying to keep from getting turned to his back, and he will be able to do that. But major decision for Kai Bielma, 10-1, your final score. 4 points on the team board for Connellsville. Falcons 28, Cannon McMillan 5. We got a 160 pounds here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
We've got a 160 pounds. And some sense, thinning of the ranks coming here. Luke Lilly for Connellsville. He's the only wrestler weighed in at 52. He bumped up to 160. So now Falcons will have five wrestlers to choose from for 172. For Cannon McMillan, Mason Calgaro. Lilly gets to a low single shot, ties up the right leg. Calgaro trying to shove his elbow into the back of the head of Lilly, who just keeps working around, trying to get to the other leg as well. Calgaro dives to the boundary, and both legs tied up, and Lilly gets the takedown. It has been a dominant neutral position performance today for the Connellsville Falcons. Come back to the middle with 26 seconds remaining. Three nothing lead for Luke Lilly. This bout and five more to go. And neither Calgaro nor Lilly seem to be going anywhere. And the period going to come to an end. 3-0 Lilly with that takedown. He's trying to get a count on the total takedowns so far both ways. And bear with me. I'll have that for you shortly. There's a lot. And all of Cannon McMillan's takedowns in this bout happened in the Collier Hartman match. Nobody else for Cannon Mack to this point, bout number eight right here, has a takedown. You'll have to look a long time to find a dual meet that was the case with Cannon McMillan. I'm just saying. Escape for Lilly here early in the second and wrestling neutral once again. Trying to find an opening. Hands up around the forehead again. Neither's really taken a shot. Now there's a shot by Calgaro, but pulled right up off of that by Lilly, who tried to respond with a grab at the leg as well. Missed that. And Calgaro trying to fight out from underneath the body. A far ankle pick by Lilly. Calgaro draped across the back. Lost a little bit of balance there. Lilly coming out the back door, and now he steps across the body of Calgaro, but Lilly has not been given control yet. Calgaro's only contact to the mat is his right shoulder and the right side of his face. And Lilly can't get his right leg free. Calgaro trying to turn in on him. Lilly trying to slide that right leg into a lace position and established control, and Calgaro going to step up with it, stands to his feet. He has Lilly hopping on 1 foot behind him. Lilly trying to hold Calgaro around the waist, and now neither can hang on, and all of that for nothing. No entertainment, but no scoring. Luke Lilly of Connellsville with a 4-0 lead, and now they'll have to come back and get a restart. Third period, Calgaro will have choice, and he's going to take neutral position. Calgaro and Lilly just, again, stalking each other. Calgaro, kind of a fake shot, fakes another time. Lilly got the takedown in the first period. I don't think he's really taken many shots since then. Not a lot of shooting going on here, but that little scramble there in the second period was certainly entertaining. We're down to about a minute five remaining in the third. Calgaro takes a shot, abandons that, and ends up head underneath the chest of Lilly. Those two. Calgaro wants to get out. Lilly wants to stay right where he is and just let the clock continue to turn. In college, the referee would be visibly encouraging them to move back to the middle. We don't have that action here in the high school level yet, or at least not usually. Takedowns right now are 18-5. in favor of Connellsville. Mason Calguero needs one and something else to go with that. Just 15 seconds remaining. False start called against Calguero. Calguero takes a shot. Stalling warning against Luke Lilly. His first against him. Calguero, long range shot, got a hand on a leg. Wizard by Lilly, and the match comes to an end. Luke Lilly of Connellsville extends the Falcons' lead, now 31-5 with five bouts to go. We'll go to 172 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Jack Hunter for Cannon McMillan and Jake Lilly for Connellsville. Big Mac's in need of a run here because they're only 30 points available when they're down 26. Any Connellsville win the rest of the way will put the Falcons in the state team tournament. Twenty seconds to go in our first period, and neither Hunter nor Lilly taking a shot. I'm going to get a fresh start from over at the edge of the mat. Jake Lilly, by the way, bumping up from 160. Hunter weighed in at 172 pounds. End of one period, scoreless. Just the third match of this dual meet that has not had a first period takedown. And all of those have been for Connellsville. 18-5, the takedowns. Lilly not on the bottom for long, quickly to an escape. 1-0 the score. Championship match. Norwin leads Franklin Regional 22-15, also wrestling at 172. Jake Lilly, Jack Hunter in front of the scorer's table and in front of our cameraman on this bout, Grady Peterson. Make their way over to the far side. And much like the Calguero and Luke Lilly match, not a lot of shots happening. It's a lot of physicality trying to move opponent around. After Jake Lilly got the escape, there hasn't really been much of a move in this period. A shot there by Jack Hunter. Gets in on a single attempt. Jake Lilly sprawling the left leg back, reaching across the back. Still 30 seconds to go, and crossface just pries Hunter off the single, and the takedown for Jake Lilly. Snowplow or cookie move. Hunter fights it off twice. Lilly kept trying to drive, and now Lilly rolls to his right, and the two go out of bounds. Just 8 seconds remaining in our second period. Four bouts remain after this. Canamac has to win them all to win this dual meet. And second period comes to an end. Third period on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling when we come back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hunter chose neutral. Lily fights off a really good Hunter shot and then gets behind him and takes Hunter into the mat, gives up an escape, gets another takedown. Escape granted to Jack Hunter. And the two will come back to the middle. You'll see here Lily trips the legs out and gets the takedown. Quickly out to 10, now 13-2 the lead. Lily going for a tilt, going to get back counts, got a couple, got four, going to get five. Five near falls. Four near falls, and that'll end about at 17-2. Technical fall coming at the 3:55 mark, and Jake Lily clinches the dual meet for the Connellsville Falcons, who have been absolutely dominant. Connellsville 36, Canamac 5, back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Bryce Collins for Canada McMillan, Carson Snyder for Connellsville. These two end up out of bounds. Takedowns now 22-5 in favor of the Falcons. That's just a staggering number. And all five by one Canada McMillan wrestler. So we've wrestled nine complete bouts. Only one takedown wrestler. Only one wrestler with a takedown for Canada Mac. That Collins pops his head and changes that. Bryce Collins gets the 3 points for the Big Macs there. Connellsville took control of this one early on. Tech fall, major decision, pin, major decision, led 19-0. Big Mac's got the Collier Hartman tech fall, but it's been all Connellsville from there. Tech fall, major, regular decision, and another tech fall to build this margin to 36-5. Choice belongs to Collins. He will defer. Carson Snyder takes bottom position for the second period here at 189 pounds. And dual meet started at 114. We'll finish at 107. Snyder trying to sit out, but Collins won't let him go. Tight waist. Collins now hops in, throws a leg in. Not the best position, but now he flattens Snyder out, and that will improve his situation a whole lot. Collins trying to find something up top to go with the legs. Gets a half in deep. And just trying to find a way, and now going to be potentially dangerous on the half. Nelson, the arm came clear up over the head. The left elbow of Snyder was on the right side of his head. And potentially dangerous. Collins again gets a leg in that keeps Snyder under control and tries to go right back up over around the head and shoulders, looking for kind of leverage opportunity there. Snyder just pulls his hands down around his chest. Collins looking to the bench, hoping to get some instruction and suggestion on what to do. Snyder flat on the mat, right in the center circle. Collins loses the half Nelson one more time, coming back from the right side. Stalling call against Snyder for inactivity on the bottom. We're late in this second period. Only score, Bryce Collins with a takedown halfway through the first. Snyder really hasn't done a whole lot other than hang on and protect his wrist underneath. And the period comes to an end. Choice now belongs to Collins. And Collins says, let's wrestle neutral. Comes right across. Ties Snyder up. Snyder a little short drag attempt, but lost the arm pretty quickly. Shrug move by Snyder. Collins leans in. Collins got caught in a couple of ankle picks with moves like this. And now Snyder shoots for a leg, but Collins blocks that. Collins trying to catch him on his hip and gets around behind, but Snyder pulls Collins' arm, pulled him up over the shoulders, and they're still wrestling neutral and out of bounds. Norwin's upped its lead to 27-15 on unbeaten number one seed Franklin Regional. Connellsville here in the third place match has clinched the state tournament berth with a 36-5 margin at the moment, and the dual meet secured. Snyder with a hold of Collins' right ankle. Collins trying to spin around behind, grabs the left ankle of Snyder, and now go to a cross face, try to peel him off the leg. Nothing happening yet. The stalemate is called. Neither was going to give up the ankle that they had a hold of. Snyder on his knees. Collins front tie up, reaches to his left, grabs an ankle, now wants to pop his head up and get around, arm around the waist, and with that, Collins gets another takedown, adds to the lead, now 6-0 for Bryce Collins here at 189 pounds. Legs in again, and we spent much of the second period in this very situation. Collins trying to find something up top, but Snyder not doing much on the bottom, and looks like both are going to be content to go right where they are. Collins avoids going to his back and therefore avoids bonus points, but Bryce Collins a 6-0 winner. Kennemack has its second win of the dual meet. Too little, too late. Connellsville 36, Cannon McMillan 8. We go to 2:15 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Ryan Brown for Connellsville, Braden Collins for Cannon McMillan. Collins' first minute pin in the semifinals. He and Brown out of bounds. Collins shoots single. Try to get to the other leg as well. Brown sprawling back. Collins still has a hold of the left leg. Now trying to whip the other one. Look, got to get a trip here, and he trips Brown into the mat. Braden Collins with the takedown. Wrestlers stay inbounds over on that far side. Collins trying to keep it that way. Goes to a tilt. Collins keeps a foot inbounds, and Brown's shoulders are exposed. And now Collins, a little concerned about where he ended up. Going to roll to his right and go out of bounds. Picks up the four-point near fall. Just seconds remaining in this first period. Again, 1 minute first periods here in the third place dual meet. Nine-point lead for Norwin. Wrestling at 2:15. That and two weights remain in the championship match as well. A bonus point victory for Norwin would clinch that dual meet. Second period underway, 7-0. Braden Collins in front, wrestling neutral with Ryan Brown. Collins, Brown now trying to toss, but Collins, enough control. Collins trying to get to a leg. Collins and Brown, again a toss attempt, and they end up out of bounds. Big thanks to folks here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. We were here last night for a basketball broadcast. Collins gets around behind Brown and gets another takedown. His second of the match. Now 10-0 Collins leads. Here for the basketball game, and we'd made arrangements in advance to just go ahead and do at least what part of our wrestling stream setups that we could. Two different broadcasts and streams going on behalf of Flo and NFHS here today. And so Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, the entire crew here at Peters Township, big help in making all of that possible, and we certainly appreciate that. And I mentioned earlier, really appreciate the partnership with the WPIL and the wrestling committee to keep things posted. Barr in a one-on-one, and Collins turns Brown to his back and gets the fall. 2:21 time of the fall for Braden Collins. Connellsville 36, Cannon McMillan 14. We get a 2:85 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Dakota Carmona for Cannon McMillan and Miles Hollis for Connellsville. Carmona working a front tie up, trying to get to a leg, ties the hands up, locks up the cradle. Hollis goes to his back. Carmona looking to get it all here in the opening minute. Reloading on this cradle, Hollis somehow was able to get off his back for a moment. Still 25 seconds to go. Right arm stuck through the cradle. Carmona may be a little deep in this, and I'm not sure he can actually get the pin here. Hollis, right shoulder now up onto the chest of Carmona. Four near falls are going to come to the Cannon McMillan 285-pounder, and Miles Hollis somehow avoided being pinned. 7-0 back-to-back matches for the Big Macs after one period. Hollis will be on the bottom for the second period. Carmona optional start and then tries to run out front and then shoves Hollis to the bench. Hollis comes back with a vengeance. Hard chop at the back of the head. Armona keeps a foot in bounds, but afraid that might have gotten a little out of hand there for a moment. Hollis drag attempt against Carmona, but now a two-on-one tie on Carmona's right arm. Shoving on the side of Hollis's head. Hollis picks up a leg, but the two end up outside the boundary. 7-1 lead, Dakota Carmona. Carmona trying to get to a leg. Hollis backs up and backs out of bounds near the Cannon McMillan bench. Hollis a little out of control there and ended up on his hands and knees, and Carmona will not probably get an easier takedown than that. Roll attempt by Hollis. Carmona stops him, breaks him down flat to the mat now. Carmona trying to get to an arm, powers a forearm into the back of the neck of Hollis, who's just trying to hunker down there. Carmona controlling one-on-one on the left side and holding his right-hand palm up like, what am I supposed to do here? 30 seconds to go in the second. Stalling call against Hollis. Carmona folds the arm onto the back, pins it right there, and works to the other side to bar that arm and lost that. And the problem, you go there, you lose that hold, you are in danger of losing control and giving up a point. Carmona up 10-1, and he's able to keep control through the end of the second. 10-1, that final score there. I'm sorry, end of two periods score there. Norwin lead now trimmed to 5 with two bouts to go. Start of the third period, takedown for Carmona. After a neutral start, 3 takedowns and a 4-point near fall for Dakota Carmona. And once again, Carmona there, just the right hand up in the air and palms up like, where am I supposed to go here? Stalling call against Hollis. Penalty point to Carmona. Now a bar by Carmona. Hollis goes perpendicular and now all the way over. About an inch. Great look at the left shoulder just up off the mat. Carmona looking for a place to get it all. He does not want to let Hollis get back over because the bout would end there. The extra point, and Carmona hips into that shoulder. Just the left shoulder blade somehow just up off the mat. Carmona trying to pick up the head that would remove some of that leverage, and Carmona is going to get it all. The fall comes at 4:06. Dakota Carmona chest-to-chest to finish it off. Big Macs have won 3 in a row. Connellsville 36, Cannon McMillan 20. We'll go to 107 pounds, the final bout of the dual meet when we come right back.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Connellsville forfeits to Cannon McMillan's Lee Dreschman to close our dual meet. Final score, Connellsville 36, Cannon McMillan 26. Dual meet, a meaningful portion of the dual meet season comes to an end for the Big Macs. Connellsville heading to the team tournament. We'll give you a little rundown on that. The championship match is going to the 107-pound bout, and Franklin Regional is in front now, 28-27. The winner of this 107-pound bout wins the dual meet. Let's get you a recap here in our third-place matchup. Started at 114 pounds. The takedown fest got started for Connellsville. Technical fall for Zachary Franks with five takedowns in the match. 19-3 final score coming right at the buzzer over Peter Kolarczyk. Technical fall made it 5-0. Four straight wins for the Falcons. Major decision for Tommy Gretz over Gianno Gardner. 8-0 the score there. Pin for Lane Ritchie of Connellsville over Andrew Soul. 2 minutes and 29 seconds the time of the fall. And a major decision for Nolan Rice over John Emma. 12-0 the score there. That took the Falcons up to a 19-0 lead after four bouts. Collier Hartman with a takedown clinic. Picked up three takedowns in the second period alone and finished with a technical fall, 18-3 at the 340 mark. Big Max on the board at 19-5. But Connellsville would win the next four and clinch the dual meet. Technical fall for Chase Sparks over Colton Sorrells. 22-2 the score, 4:27 the time. At 152 pounds, Kai Vielma with a major decision over Aiden Finnegan, 10-1, put the Falcons in front 28-5. That was all the points they would need. A regular decision for Luke Lilly over Mason Calgaro, 4-0. And a tech fall for Jake Lilly of Connellsville over Jack Hunter of Cana McMillan, 17-2. The score, 3:55 the time. Connellsville led 36-5. Big Max take the last four matches, but not nearly enough to overcome that 31-point hole. 189 pounds, Bryce Collins with a 6-0 win over Carlson Snyder. At the 215, it was Braden Collins by fall over Ryan Brown, 221 the time. At 285, Dakota Carmona pinning Miles Hollis, 406 the time. And the final bout, the 107-pound bout, a forfeit win to Lee Dreschman. This match on the WJPA Sports Network, Flow Wrestling, and NFHS has been brought to you in part by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College, WNJ and Washington, moving forward together. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. With the win today, Connellsville will head out to District 3 on Tuesday to wrestle first against the District 12 runner-up, and the winner of that match will then wrestle the District 3 champion. Cana McMillan's championship dual meet season has come to a close. That wraps up quite a day here at the AHN Arena in Peters Township. Now it's on to the PIAA team tournament. 10 days later, we're off to section tournaments as the state's individual championship wrestling series gets underway. Thanks to head coaches, to Athletic Director Brian Geyer, Assistant Justin Powles, the crew here at Peters Township, and to the WPIL Wrestling Committee. For our floor directors, Jason Tennant, Nate Rigotti, my cohort Rusty Pettit, Grady Peterson, and Easton Pettit on camera, Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 3A Team Wrestling Tournament's third-place match, your final score, Connellsville 36, Cana McMillan 26. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling and NFHS.